The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the previous shiur, we discussed various noisim, various complications that come up in defining the relationship of kinyan between a yid and a goy. We discussed kinyan chotzu, we discussed kinyan agav, and so on. I want to take this a step further. One of the issues that we discussed in the previous year was the Ktois' objection to using Agav, the Kinyan of Agav Karka, by Mechiris Chametz, because he said the Kinyan is Derabonon. Is a Kinyan Derabonon enough in order to create Dinim Deraisa? This would seemingly fit into a famous discussion that's called Kinyan Deraisa Mahani Derabonon, Kinyan Derabonon Mahani Deraisa. This raid, if a Kenyan is a Kenyan, which is only rabbinically instituted, it's only Midirabbanon, does that work to create Bailus and the resulting dinim thereof Midiraisa? Or we say no. That ownership, the dinim of Bailus, will only create dinim on the level of Dirabbanon. Midiraisa, it still blibes as if there's no Maisa Kenyan. One of the places that's discussed is a famous Gemara in Sukkah where the Gemara talks about a Godoil being Maknet. Again, every child, you want Altschinuch, the first day of Sukkot is a Chiv of Lachem. The Lulav and Esri have to belong to the person who's being Mekayim the Mitzvah. In order for it to be Lachem, you have to be Maknet to the Kotten. Be Maknet to the Kotten, you have a problem. You have a problem. Can the Kotten be Koina? More importantly, can the Kotten be Maknet back to give it back? That's a major problem. Could be a Kotten, could be Koina, because that's a Chiv Maknet. Sugya in Gittin Nav Samach Talb. But the cotton certainly can't be makne back to the godel. Midrabanon he can. The question is whether that would be enough to render lochem. The cotton's being koina. If it's only midrabanon, can that render it lochem for the cotton? And the cotton giving it back to the godel, can that render it lochem back for the godel? So over there, the Rishonim already discussed the concept of something being midrabanon but not being inherent enough in order to create dinim deraisa. Another place that's discussed is a famous machlokes between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yerucham and Eben Ezra Chof Ches. What happens if a maisa kedushin is performed? The Baal has to give the isha shavu pruti. He gives her something with something that's called maimed shloshton. Maimed shloshton without the pratim is a derabonon dika way of transferring ownership of something, of a choiv specifically. And the question is whether that transfer would be considered ownership deraisa. What's the nafkamina? If the kedushin's deraisa, so then if she's mekabel kedushin from somebody else, it's nothing. It's null and void. She's an eged zish. But if we say that the kedushin is only derabonon because the maimon shloshton only gave her the kesef kedushin midirabonon, so then she's only mekudeshes midirabonon midiraisa. She's a pnuyo. He'll have to give her a get. This is the next fellow who's mekadesha will have to give her a get. That's a discussion between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and a Rashba. Both shittas are brought down Shulchan Aruch and Ezra Chof Ches. So we see over here that there's a great divide. Something can be derabanan and not create deraisa. Or the flip side, something can be deraisa, but if Chazal don't recognize it, then it'll still create that din on the level deraisa, even though derabanan, it's not ownership. We'll get to that. Either way, this seems to be a pretty clear concept. Lanias daiti, if you think about it logically, it doesn't make very much sense. What does it mean that there's a kinyan midirabonim that shouldn't work their eyes? So what's bailus? What is a kinyan? Loi mi boy, that's a double posture. There's this famous discussion in Achreinim. What is the purpose of my kinyan? Why can't we just verbalize our willingness to transfer ownership of a certain asset, and it'll become mine as soon as you express that you want to sell it to me, you want to give it to me, matana, it becomes mine. Why do we need Maisa Kinyanim? Some Achreinim want to understand there's a concept over here that when you just have a verbal declaration, there's a chesaron in gemiras das. It's not clear that decision is final. If that's the case, why would it be that if you do a Maisa Kinyanim, it's derabonon? And derabonon, what you're doing is you're transferring ownership to me. For instance, you're makna to me, we discussed with a Kenyan agav, you're makna to me a pound of apples with a Kenyan agav. Lamaisa, who's allowed to eat those apples now? Derabonon, those apples belong to me. The Kenyan makes those apples mine. I'm allowed to eat them. is there chson gemiras das? If we're looking at Shimon sitting and eating the apples, we'll say, but legabi deraisa, Reuven has chson gemiras das. Does that make any sense? If Reuven was enough goy medas to be machnet to Shimon, that Shimon now has him in the rabbanit could eat it, then what are we going to say? The klapi deraisa, this felt yet, yeah, is still a chson gemiras das. It's very illogical. More so, if we go with the other way of explaining Maisa Kinyonim, the Maisa Kinyonim is a definition of when I give something to you, since it's now by you, ownership, as far as Metalton is concerned, is an expression of under whose control this item is. If I give it to you, even though maybe I only gave it to you with a Maisa Kinyon, which is Dirabonon, but if I gave it to you and you're in control, what, you're not in control? Legabe lomdus, legabe deraisa, maybe there was no maisa kinyan. You're not in control of the chavetz? Of course you're in control of the chavetz. Vahara, you can do whatever you want for it. Similar to what we just asked. We're going to say that that's a chsorn and bailus. Does it make sense? So, even though lule de mistafino, even though the ktsois and Reb Kiva Eger both did discuss stodim of kinyan abon mahani deraisa, kinyan abon loy mahani deraisa, lanias daitenu, mamish lanias daitenu, the noise, the nidin, doesn't make very much sense. Where did Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim discuss such a concept? For instance, the machlekes, the Rajma Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we mentioned, over there is something else. Why? Because Kiddushin, the end all of Kiddushin is not that there's $100 of the husband that made its way over to the wife now. The wife now has $100 from the husband that she could use. That's not a maisa kicha, a maisa kinyan of Kiddushin. The maisa kicha, the maisa of giving the woman $100 and saying, I'm kudeshously, has to be considered a maisa which creates Kiddushin. What do you want to say? You want to say that that which he gave her with the kinyan de Rabbanon is now hers? But was there a maisa of giving it to a maisa Kiddushin where you said, I'm kudeshously? No. Midaraisa, that maisa isn't a maisa Kiddushin. A kinyan by Kiddushin is not the end-all transfer of ownership of property. The transfer of the ownership of property is a way of defining what's being done as a Maisa Kicha, Maisa Kiddushin. Was there a Maisa done? Midaraisa not. It could very well be that if the man gives the woman over, Bikini Maim Shloshtin over there, $100, she's allowed to use that $100, even Daraisa. It's hers. It'll be Lochem. It'll be considered if he gave her a lulav with a kinyan which is only derabbanan, will it be her lulav? Yes. Will it be her lulav deraisa? Yes. But was it given over with a maisak? No. It became hers with a maisak, no, which is only derabbanan. Now it's hers. But is there a maisa kiddushin that the edim see? Right? How does kiddushin work? Not just because she has something from him. There's a maisa of him giving her a ring, being Mekadesh in front of two Edim, saying Aram Gudeshli, those are all the components of a Maisa Kedushin. Do you have that? No. All you have is a Maisa which has validity, which was established by Chazal. Is that a Maisa that the Torah recognizes as a Maisa Kicha, as a Maisa Kna? No. So that's why over there there's a Machlaikis, whether a Maisa Kinyin, which is the Rabbanon, can that be a Maisa Kicha Midaraisa? The discussion that we said about Lochem, with a cotton being magnet to a Godel, women their abundant works would be considered lachem, is something else. It's not talking about the specifics of which Maisa Kinyan works. We're talking about somebody who does not have the power to be makna at all. Something belongs to a cotton. A cotton can't be makna at all. So if a cotton can't be makna at all, so would the fact that he gave it to the godel, would that be considered that the godel is in possession? The Torah doesn't recognize transfer of ownership from a goy to from a cotton to a Yisrael, from a cotton to a godel. That case, maybe you could have a dispute about whether Kinyan Rabbanon would be Ma'il Deraisa. But on the specifics of the Maisa Kinyan, that it has to fit the bill, that the Maisa has to be, what's the difference how the Maisa, which Maisa was done? If I give something to you, and now it's under your full jurisdiction, it's yours, even with Deraisa. Lanias Daiti, this is the emes of the Zach. Now, we have a problem over here. Tosis by us in Dafyud Gimel discusses, he explains this Psham the Gemara, that there would be a Havamina, or at least he explains in the Gemara that there would be a Havamina, that Kinyin Kesef, that if a Yisroel was being koined with Kesef from a Goy, so that would be, that's only, that Kinyin would only work Midrabbonon, and despite the fact that Midrabbonon is a Kinyin, Yisroel now owns it, but since Midaraisa, it belongs to the Goy, So the halacha would be that it's potter mibchoiru. This would seem to contradict what we just said. It seems to be from this Taisus that ad kama that the Yisrael's meiser kinyan from the goy is only derabbanon klape deraisa. Insofar as deraisa is concerned, we look at the animal as still belonging to the goy, and then he doesn't have a din b'chor. He doesn't have a din b'chor. Now it's totally under the domain jurisdiction of the Yisrael. The way we explain the Chayot should be totally. The Yisraels and the Goy is not a Bailam at all, even Klapi Derais. This would seem to be Saiser, what we just said. See, here I'd like to go a step further and explain the fundamentals of the Sugya over here of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, as far as the Pasuk of Kinyoni Metaltlin, Mekach or Memka B'Metaltlin is concerned, V'chisimka Mimka L'Amisecho, Oikon Miyada Misecho, Rabbi Yochanan puts the emphasis in the Pasuk, Yusimka Mimka L'Amisecho, that what works is, Ein Mimka L'Kesef, Kesef is what works. Rish Lakish puts the emphasis more on the end of the Pasuk, Yusimka Mimka L'Amisecho, Oikon Miyada Misecho, he's Koin Miyada Misecho, which would seemingly denote being koina with Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan in a nutshell holds that Yisrael is koina midaraisa metalta b'kesev and not b'mashiach. Rish Lakish holds you koina b'mashiach and not with kesev. L'maisa the Gemara dashens from the chisim kumim kalam yisecho, that this system that we just put into place, Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish, is only true b'mashiach. A goy works faket. In the lashon, in the formula of the Gemara, Midi Yisrael kana bechad, goy bechad. Yisrael has one of these two kinyonim. The goy has to be that he has the other one. Question is, why does it have to be the Yisrael and the goy have our opposites? What's the svara? Or what's the? How do we define Yisrael has A? It has to be that a goy has B. Why can a goy, let's say, have A and B? Why, if a goy has B, does that say that a Yisrael only has A? Why do a goy and a Yisrael have to have one of two kinyonim and the two of them have to be mutually exclusive? What's the logic behind this? What's the logical foundation behind this? More, Tosfos says, you're talking about Tosfos and Kiddushin. Now, Gimel speaks in other places in Perkazov. A goy and a Yisrael, one has Mashicha, and on the other side of the great divide, one has Kesef. What about Chalipin? Tosfos proves that Chalipin works both by Yisrael, both by Goy. Hey, what do you mean? What happened? Did Yisrael b'chod, b'goy b'chod? Tosfos says, no. The formula of Yisrael has one and Goy has the opposite is only vis-a-vis the two kinyonim of Kesef and Mashicha. Other kinyonim could be that Yisrael and Goy have. Well, what is the Gemara telling us? What are Chazal doing? What are they telling us by defining there's some type of relationship between those two kinyonim, which are a tug of war? Kesef and Mashicha have a certain mutual exclusivity. If you have one, you don't have the other. If you have the other, you don't have that one. Chalipin, that's on the side. That has nothing to do. There's no tug of war over here. There's no chut matuach between a goy and a yid. Who should have chalipin? That both of them have. Well, what's the logical underpinning of this sugya? V'naschil v'noimah. I believe that the pshat is like this. Let's put down a basic premise about kinyonim mitaltlin. The definition of ownership. Take an apple, it could be any other mitaltlin. The definition of ownership of a bag of apples is the one who the apples are by him in his rishus. Why do I say mitaltlin? By karka, obviously, we don't have this idea. Because by karka, since it's rooted in its place, the definition of ownership of karka is not going to be who is sitting on the karka. Metaltlin is by somebody. It's controlled by somebody. Karka, the person's on the karka, not the karka's in his pocket. If Reuven takes karka away from Shimon, he really hasn't done anything. In the words of the Gemara, karka ain't no nixelis. You can maybe take away from the person his usage of his karka, but you can't take the karka away from a person because the ownership of karka, by definition, is self inherent in the karka. Metaltlin is not that way. Metaltlin goes from hand to hand. Metaltlin ownership, and that's why, let's say, shtar, which is leman yam du yom rab, something that defines ownership mi bachutz. It's something that's machris, that announces ownership, that's by karka. Metaltlin kishtar doesn't work, because by metaltlin, the real ownership is not who has proof of purchase. The real ownership is whose possession is the metaltalin in, and this is why there's a regular pashto muhzik by metaltalin, not by karka. Karka, we have a whole per chesk sabbatim to deal with the complications of ownership of karka. By metaltalin, is not a problem. Metaltalin, physical ownership of the metaltalin, is the halachic definition. The two go together. Now, when I sell somebody a bag of apples, I'm selling him a bag of apples. So there's two parts of what's going on over here. A, there's the apples that used to be by me, and ultimately those apples have to make their way into his physical jurisdiction, his physical domain. But what's also going on over here is a mekach, an agreement with a shibud between the two parties, where I'm meshabed to give over my apples, and you're meshabed $100. You pay for those apples. We make up a price. There's a two-sided, it's not just where the apples are, but there's an agreement, a mekach between the two of us. Come along Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and they have a fundamental machlokes. What is the essence of doing business on metaltalin? Again, this is not relevant to Lagabi Karaka, only Lagabi metaltalin. Is the essence, I have apples that are by me and my cellar. I have a fruit cellar. I have apples, I have my walk-in fridge in my storage place where I keep all my supplies. I'm a wholesaler. I make up an agreement with you that I'm going to give you 100 bushels of apple for the following price. Rabbi Yochanan says the basic kinyan that's affected between two people, b'negei metaltalin, is b'negei the business aspect. That's the ikur. Kesef denotes that the mekach is consummated. Why? Because kesef was given over. Rish Lakish is konim yad ha-misecha, the basic unit of kinyan of metaltalin is that it has to be in the physical possession of the buyer. The way to be koine is kinyan mishicha, not kesef. Mishicha and kesef, in other words, are mutually exclusive because they're two ideas that don't fit together. Is the ikur of the business that's consummated between two parties the agreement, the mekach between the two of them, or the ikur is the transfer of the apples itself? According to Yochanan, the ikur is the mekach, even if the apples are still sitting by me in my refrigerator. But since the mekach is consummated, those apples are now considered in the domain of yours, of the buyer. According to Rish Lakish, no. According to Rish Lakish, maybe we made a mekach on a personal level, but that does not translate, does not filter down to the apples. The apples are still by me. B'makonisa, with what are the apples yours, if they're still totally in my physical possession? That's why he holds that the only kinyan that'll work is Mashiach. Now, Chazal have a Kabbalah, it's certainly a posuk, we're not making it up, this Mid Yisrael B'choda Goy B'choda, the Torah defines business, the business relationship and ownership in terms of Amisekho. Chazal darshan that a Yid and a Goy don't do business the same way. Which means that if we want to define again the tension between two conflicting ideas, there's one idea when two people do business that the ikur between the two of them is consummation of the agreement on a personal level, kesa. Or we could say the ikur of the business is the physical transfer, the transfership, the physical transfer, the physical ownership of the chayfitz in question. The mekach is the agreement, the gentleman's agreement between the two of us that facilitates that transfer. But what's the ikur of the business that's done? Transfer. Chazal darshan a yid and a goy are opposites. But opposites in what? Opposites in two concepts that don't fit together. What we have over here is a divide between kesef and mashicha. If we're talking about chalipin, chalipin is something else. Chalipin is not a kinyan in terms of kesef and mashicha. Chalipin is a kinyan that's predicated on a swapping and something else. It's a different type of kinyan. It's not part of the systemic stira, systemic tension that we have between the two kinyanim that we're discussing. The tension that we have of if it's this, it's not that, if it's that, it's not this, is only between kesef and mashicha, because kesef and mashicha are two ideas, two conflicting ideas in business that's being done that don't stim with each other. The Yisrael and the Goy opposite each other are only when we're talking about kesef and mashicha, not like every other kinyana. Let's take this a step further. When we learn the fourth parak of Mitzia, parak Hazov, it seems clear, it says over there that according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is the way we paskin, that midaraisa kesef is koina, mashicha is not koina by two Yisraelim. Kesef is koina. Chazal mafki the kinyan, there's a concern, a chash, of shema nisufu chitecha ba'aliyah, problems are going to result from apples that are still in your warehouse, and I paid for them. They're mine, but they're in your physical possession. It seems clear when one learns the sugyas over there that what they did was they weren't mevatel the kinyan in ganzen. What they did was they defined, I buy apples from you, meaning say I pay you for the apples, but the apples are still totally in your physical possession, they're in your warehouse. It's not the pshat that the kinyan is not a kinyan. Chazal said that a consummation of the business, the agreement, the mekach, between us does not filter down to the apples to transfer ownership of the apples. There might be a full consummated mekach between the two of us that you're mechuyev to give me 100 apples. But the apples that are in your refrigerator haven't yet been transferred to me. That's the musig over there, mishapar. Mishapar doesn't mean there's no kinyan, but there's a gentleman's agreement. There is a kinyan. But there's a kinyan on the level of mekach. There isn't a kinyan that filters down to the apples. So now let's read the Tosfos that we just quoted again. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that there's a hadamina that a Yisrael is koina with kesef from a goy midrabbanon. And even though the Yisrael was koina the animal is still potter from Bechayra because on the deraisa level, the animal still belongs to the goy. And we said that's a steer to what we said before, that if something is owned derabbanon, if you have jurisdiction, you have domain, you have shlita over something, then it becomes yours even deraisa lechayta. He's saying not that way. You're koina midrabbanon, but you're not koina midaraisa, so the animal legabi din midaraisa stays the goy's. The answer is that if Chazal HaKadoshim instituted that Yisrael could be koina from a goy with kesef, what they instituted? They instituted that physical ownership of the chayfetz is transferred with kesef? No. They instituted that the mekach on the level of the agreement between the two of them can be consummated with just kesef. But where is the chayfetz physically possessed by? Where is the jurisdiction of the chayfetz? The same reason why midaraisa you weren't kind of with kesef, because it's still physically b'shus agoy. The same is true on the rabbanon level. The rabbanon never said that's physically not in the b'shus of the goy. They only said there's a mekach between the two people. It's a din the gavra that two people are kind of from each other on the level of an agreement that's meshabed, that's mechayev, that binds the two of them in Bezdin. But that the chayfetz actually left the reshus of the goy, and it's now in the reshus of the Yisrael, the shame of the behemah, is the behemah shel Yisrael? No. So memele, the behemah will remain the reshus of the goy. Meaning, we agree that the musig of kinyonim, if Chazal instituted a kinyon, that means Chazal said, this is the way, as far as we're concerned, to take possession of something. That's true only by other kinyonim. If kinyon agav is done, then what Chazal is saying is, Chazal is saying, this is the way to take physical possession of this chefetz. Other kinyonim, if the derabbanan and Chazal are telling you, this is the way to take possession. But if Chazal instituted a kinyon kesef, that's not what's going on. What they did is they instituted that this is the way to consummate a business agreement on that chayfetz. And neither one of the parties can retract on that. But is that the way to take physical possession of the chayfetz? No. So mela, the ownership, the physical possession is still b'shus ha-goy. The halacha will be the behemah is still considered a behemah shel goy. This, by the way, answers another question. We just quoted the Tosfos. Tosfos says that if the animal would belong midrabbanan to the Yisrael, so the behemah is potter from Bechayru because midaraisa still belongs to the goy. Frek Mayot Agazi. No. He says, but if the Rabbanon, the behemah belongs to the Yisrael, so let him be mechuyev in Bechayru Rabbanon. You won't be able to be makriv him for a carbon. You'll yirat, she is starve, he'll get a mum, and then you'll have to be noig, all the dinim of Bechayru, on a Rabbanon digger level. Lefit Vareinu, this kasha is bechlal not shver. Why? Because Chazal never instituted that there's a kinyan in the animal becomes physically under the shlita of the Yisrael. They instituted that a mekach can be consummated. In essence, even though Chazal would institute, theoretically, like the Havmin and Tosfos, a kinyan that the Yisrael could be koina from the goy with kesef, that would only mean there's a business mekach with a shibud that's chal on the two of them. That means there's an arrangement by which the Yisrael has the rights to the Pora. But is the Pora actually his? Is the Pora in his Rishus? No, it's still a Goyish Pora. So Memela Taisa would be right in defining it as then. It's not just because Deraisa Derabona. It's because Be'etzim, the Pora is still in the Rishus of the Goy. Not only that, but the fact that the Yisrael has the rights to it wouldn't even make that Derabonandik. it belongs to him to be matil kedushas bechor on the behem. So really, in essence, what we're saying is that this whole discussion of kinyan derabbanon and deraisa, whether it would help or not, we defined a machlekes rishonim legabe a maisa kinyan, whether it's a maisa kinyan deraisa, and after meaning that is legabe kedushin, where the maisa kedushin is not only a means towards an end of owning a piece of furniture or a piece of jewelry, but the maisa has to be a maisa kedushin. In that sense, it has to be a maisa kedushin deraisa. That's A. B, what we're saying is that legabe kesef vis-a-vis mashicha, it's possible to break down the kinyan into two parts. One is the agreement, the mechayiv of the two of them, the business deal, the mekach. And the other one is the actual ownership, possession, control, whatever you want to call it, of the item in question itself. And it's possible to divide the two. We explain mishapara that way. Another place where we find the same thing is in Rashi in Bav Metzia Mem Chesam and Aleph, where Rashi says that there would be a difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, if somebody sold something and then it was that money or that ring was used to be Mekadosh and Isha, would it be a Kedush or not? Again, the context over there is Meshicha and Kesef. Meshicha and Kesef, we're saying, could be broken down into two. You could have one without the other. But normally, for instance, if we say Lamashal, there's a kinyan derabbanan called situmta. Kinyan derabbanan of situmta is any act which normally denotes hakno of anything. Marshall, let's say in the diamond industry, where people don't really sign contracts, they shake hands, they say mazel brocha. That becomes a fartiga kinyan. That becomes a kinyan shalim. Would that make the diamonds only the buyer's midderabbanan? No, over there, of course, once he takes possession of it, then it becomes his deraisa. That we're saying is not subject to dispute. What is true is the meshicha and kesef can be broken down. This is some of the basics over here in these sugyas. Mitzvah, we have to see the ramification of Kedusha Zisor, Kedusha Bechor, how it plays out. And we spoke about some of the ramifications of the Gabe, more halacha l'maisa, the Gabe Mechiris Chometz, and some of the deeper ideas, Bechlal, of the different Maisa Kinyonim, and what they represent. We'll just speak out one last nafka mina, which very nicely highlights some of what we're pointing out, legabe meshicha and kesef. There's two types of kinyanim we're saying. Meshicha is a kinyan of taking physical possession of the item. The item is by me, it's controlled by me. Kesef is a kinyan which expresses the mekach between the agreement, the business deal that's consummated between two parties. The Darkei Moshe in Tur in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Peites brings from Aran in the fifth parak in Bava Basra that there's a fundamental chil between these two types of kinyanim. If somebody buys something with kesef, like everything else in Bechol HaTorah Kula, he could be choizer toich kedei dibur. Person has a certain amount of time, toich kedei dibur, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, to change his mind on any act that was created, consummated, and so on. He could change his mind. Masha'enkin, if somebody is kind of something from somebody else, Bikini Meshicha, Darkei Moshe says b'shem the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran, that the loch is he cannot change his mind. What's the chilik? The view what we're saying, the chilik is very pashut. The kinyonim that represent a certain level of agreement, an opmach, an iska, a business deal between two people, like every other decision, for a person to do something, he could change his mind. But Meshicha, if the two of us decided to allow me to be kind of your apple, as soon as the apple is by me, it's mine. It's in my rishos. What should I have to be chayzer on that? It's by me. By definition, it is mine. In order to get it back to you, I would have to then give it back to you. Giving it back to you is vayter hakno. It's not a chazor on the kinyan. I would have to give it back to you. Meanwhile, it's still by me. Since I took possession of it, it's by me. How could you be chayzer on that? Even that's just another nafkamina between these two types of kinyanim. The Kohenu Rabbis, we were just trying to point out the aleph base, the basics of what we're discussing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.